The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, every once in a while, we throw a lot of songs in the soup.
Yeah.
And they come out in the form of Deca Smash. Can you identify an artist and the song from this soupy mix of music?
Calling it soupy put together. Kind of gross.
How you describe weather or underpants. Sometimes when it's hot.
But not music.
Not music.
Right. Well, are you guys ready for a soupy mix?
Yes.
That I like to call.
Yes.
Deca Smash! Maitland, I specifically waited for you to walk in the door so I could say Deca Smash! All right, here we go. 10 songs all at once.
Well, I hope somebody guesses that one quickly and gets that one out of the way.
Let's see, 1-800-947-3979. Everybody a little shy right now. Let's hear it again.
Stand by for 1 minute. I just have to.
Make sure you got all the swerves out, huh?
While you do that, there is an update to a story we talked about last week, including a donation we made for Idiots for Underdogs.
Okay.
Remember the baby in Buffalo where he needed to have that hemispherectomy?
Yes.
Because he had seizures and there had been some sort of issue at birth and he needed that surgery. And they told him that there was no one in Western New York that could do the surgery, but they found a surgeon in Pittsburgh. And then the insurance company said, out of network, can't help.
Sorry, it's too far.
I mean, you know.
So the family was doing a fundraiser aiming for $100,000. I checked yesterday. They were just shy of $100,000 after the $5,000 donation and donations from a lot of people, not only in Western New York, but everywhere else. But lo and behold, with all of the attention, the insurance company said, we've made a mistake.
Oh, wow.
We'll be covered.
Oh.
Okay, sure.
The family will still need all of that money because it's a huge undergoing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good Lord, how'd they get that so wrong and then get it so right? Oh, we know, because they're greedy buttholes. And then when you shine the light of publicity, which is a disinfectant, they go, oh, we're bad in public now.
Yeah, it's like when you shine a light on a raccoon like that one. Oh, not doing anything wrong here. No.
I'm definitely not taking garbage out of your dumpster.
Nope, just hanging out. Okay.
All right, back to Deca Smash. I had to go back and check to make sure that one of them was clean, and it was.
Oh, okay.
But if you'd like to hear it again, we can do Deca Smash
again.
Okay. They can get it now.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy. Give us an artist and a song.
Good morning. Call a Back Girl by Gwen Stefani.
Did you know that because it's your favorite song?
It's
Howard's favorite song, too.
Thank you, Jeremy. Well done.
I mostly hate every solo Gwen Stefani song.
This whole album was my entire personality when it came out.
Were you
your
a Hollaback girl?
Personality?
Or were you weren't a Hollaback girl?
I wasn't a Hollaback girl. I was one of the Harajuku girls.
That's
what this album is.
Alex, do you know all the words to this?
Nope. I pretty much know the first ones.
What if you learned to sing it and did it as the finale of our night show next
season.
Oh,
my God.
Like, really committed to it.
Like, costume and everything? You gotta wear like a crop top?
Well, obviously, I would do all that. Yeah, I would wear satin pants or whatever she's wearing in this. I don't know. I mostly can only think of her in No Doubt clothing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, see, this is that era of Ricky Tikki music that I hate. So it's her and Beyonce and
That song's a whole, that's a reason a whole generation can spell the word bananas.
Uh-huh, that's mm-hmm. true.
Every generation can spell the word bananas.
Yeah, we can.
It's not like that was a historic bugaboo for the nation.
No,
and she solved the problem.
If only somebody sang it in a weird staccato and it was an annoying song that stuck in your head, then we'd remember how to spell banana. Yeah,
anytime you write it, though, you go B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yep, agreed. I know what you're talking about.
Or I'd just go B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
No, just let me have this. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like when Maitland claimed that now is the time where girls can like salty things.
Yeah, no, savory things.
Savory things.
Finally, savory things are okay for girls.
Anytime someone says savory now in a video or something, I'm like, oh, it's your time, baby.
That's a savory girl summer.
It's your time.
Mmm, savory.
Let that savory be savored.
Yeah,
only and starchy then there was before nine. Now.
Nano smash! Nano
smash!
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Got real muddy.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Real muddy.
Could you do it again?
Sure. Ooh, that one is tough. Man.
That's one of those ones where you feel like, you go, I feel like I'm so close to knowing it, and yet I'm so far from knowing it.
Oh, I got a couple on that one.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Dang. Bridget in Pennsylvania. Hi, Bridget. Can you give us a song on Nano Smash?
I sure can. I've got ABC by the Jackson 5.
There we go.
Really? You do?
I sure do. I hope. Okay.
I mean, you do. Well done, Bridget.
That's what I was trying to place. This was the one where I'm like, I feel like I know this, that high-pitched Michael voice.
Maitland, did this song teach generations to spell their ABCs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I've before you except ever seen.
Yeah. Our whole generation had no idea there was another part of the alphabet. We thought it was only three letters and three numbers.
For a long time, because of this song, I thought the alphabet was ABC 1, 2, 3.
Mm, common problem.
ABC 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me.
You guys ready for Octosmash? Eight songs at the same time.
I changed my mind. I'm not ready for it. Josh in Johnson City, Tennessee. What you got for us?
Well, I had the two that were already said. Nothing was coming through for me that time.
Well, I can relate to that.
Make a guess. You have to guess a song.
How about Metallica 1?
No.
If you had gotten it, that would have been amazing. By the way, in Josh's situation where somebody says guess one and the choices of answers are so near infinite,
mm-hmm.
why does it become so hard to pick one?
Because mm-hmm.
you're like, well, I don't want to look stupid.
Hard to narrow it down.
Just say one song. Who knows one song?
Yeah, right. Nicole and Lansing, can you name one of the eight remaining songs on Octo Smash?
Holla Back Girl.
I'm sorry, what?
I just had Holla Back Girl. I don't have any others.
All right, you have to make a guess, though.
Okay, you might as well go.
Let's see. This is Jason in Grand Rapids. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's great.
I feel like I'm hearing Hot for Teacher by Van Halen.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. I was like, I thought, there you go.
Yeah. Sammy Hagar can shred.
Yeah. Oh, boy. What are you doing?
And the drum work of Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
So good.
Everybody knows by this point, John Mayer was playing guitar for them.
Oh, wow.
The best guitarist in the world. JK.
Fast forward 3 months to somebody listening to the podcast and texting.
You think it'll take 3 months? Well, somebody slamming their phone with their oversized thumbs right now.
I know you guys were joking, but it still really bothered me. So I got to tell you, that's not who's in Van Halen.
We know.
I didn't.
We know.
I was serious the whole time.
It was the three members of Genesis and Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there was seven.
Septo Smash.
Yeah, I just don't think you're being honest about this, Steve. JP in Pennsylvania, can you name one of the Septo Smashed left?
Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses.
No. Like your spirit. This is Robert in Nashville. Robert just hung up because he must have been about to say Guns N' Roses.
I bet he was. Yeah.
As well. Mark in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in Escanaba. What do you got for us?
I thought at first I heard Ram Jam, Black Betty.
You did not.
Oh, I wish you did. That song's okay. Fun, but only when it pops up organically. I would never download it. I don't know why. But when it comes up, I'm like, oh, fun! Let's see. This is Eric in Maine. Hello, Eric.
Oh, you know, it's me. All right. Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hi. Am I going to get on Deca Smash?
You're literally on, man. Yeah, that's why we said hello, Eric.
Yeah, didn't you already talk to Tommy?
What levels of screening do you think we have here?
Yeah.
Tommy's in for the screener?
It's not like getting into NORAD. Like,
zero screening whatsoever. I came right through.
Okay, that explains that.
Okay, well, go ahead and make a guess then.
Oh, I'm positive I hear Hammer Smashed Face by Cannibal Corpse.
No, you do not.
Oh, wow.
What a joy.
I can't believe it.
Tommy, how do you say the name on line 8?
Taras.
Are you sure?
Go ahead. Give it a gander.
Give it a gander.
Taras, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Very good.
Please tell me your name is Mike.
Yeah.
If only it were, boy. If only it were.
What is your song you hear?
Smoking in the Boys' Room, Brownsville Station.
Nice.
How you doing out there?
Is it annoying to you, Tadas, that I wanted to go, Tadas?
Not at all. That's how I get my name across to a lot of people.
You do. Thank you, buddy. Hold on. Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it. My mom once told me this is the only rock and roll song she likes. And it's like,
what?
So
your mom likes Smoking in the Boys' Room?
But she's like, I don't know why. It's just a catchy number because my mom is old school.
A catchy number. Yeah, I mean, it is a catchy number.
Yeah, that's a hell of a ditty.
Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, barely has ever sworn. But apparently, I don't know, maybe she met one of the boys in Brownsville Station.
Maybe she hangs out in the boys' room.
Maybe that's how she met my dad.
No.
Do you think she was listening to this when you were squeezed out? Came out that year.
It did, 1973.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, it was pretty early, so I don't think she had a lot of time for listening. Throwing on the headphones, sitting on her beanbag.
I mean, I don't know, man.
Was she smoking with Dick in the boys' room? Your dad?
I hope the word with was in there.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten pregnant. Or made.
You got pregnant?
Oh, man. You eat pieces of ass for breakfast?
Had a lot of the same beats, didn't it? Well, then there were six.
So
we shall save them for the next segment.